Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and we're here with Morehead State University volleyball coach, Jamie Gordon. Coach Gordon, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Leanne.
Let's talk about a little bit about your team. You guys had your players come in a week early before classes got started. Tell me what you guys are into this week.
Yeah, you know, we've been on campus. They moved in on Saturday. Sunday was a big day of meetings for us, kind of get some of our logistics set. And then we got started with practice on Monday. We've got a really exciting group this year, a fairly large roster from what we're used to. We've got 15 players. Usually we're in the 12 to 13 range. But the exciting part is that we've got a lot of depth there. So we've been managing through team meetings, kind of establishing some of our systems in play, helping out with some of the other things that are going on campus, that have been going on campus this week, especially with all the move-in of all the students coming on campus and that. So our team took some time out from practice and helped some of the incoming freshmen move in and just show that we're a big family here at Morehead State.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have some returning players coming back this season. Let's talk a little bit about those gals and how they're doing on the court this year.
Yeah, we've got a really great core returning from last year's team. We did graduate two players that had on the court moderate roles, so it wasn't like we were left with big voids to fill. And we have a really good senior class of Jesse Watchman and Madison Fellow, who's two middles. We've got a setter and right side hitter, Jordan Jones from South Carolina, that's really been playing for four straight years. And then Alyssa Cecil, DS. So we've got good leadership, but they're also balanced in positionally. So we've got that leadership across the court. And then we bring in some new players as well to kind of add and complement what we have from the returning side.
Are there a lot of freshmen coming in?
We do. We have four freshmen, and we do have one player that was a freshman last year that got injured. She had a knee injury early in the season, so she wasn't able to compete in that first year, and so she kind of drops in. So we really have five freshmen, and all of them are outstanding and really give us a lot of options and depth. Sometimes you have a large freshman class, and you know that you have some kids that are going to need some development that before they can, you know, step in and produce and help out. And the exciting thing is all five of those will probably see some playing time at some point during the season. And what they really do is bring great depth in practice. And that's where we're really seeing a change for us, is that what we've been able to put on the court in practice from a competition standpoint has been very high. And that just helps everybody's level and preparation increase exponentially, because you only compete against other teams every once in a while, but you're practicing every day. So the higher the level of volleyball you're able to put out on the court in practice, the bigger strides you can make.
And I know that a big part of your spring and summer months are spent in recruiting. Where are these new students coming from?
Sure, we've got them really from all over the country. The four new players, we do have two from the Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati area. We have one from Southern Indiana, right out over the river from Louisville. And then we have a defensive player and outside hitter from South Carolina, from around the Greenville area. All of them have had a lot of success, both in high school and the club level. So they've competed at a consistently high level throughout their youth and development. And so now they're really able to hit the ground running and really take stride in with what we're trying to do in the gym.
Now, I know that coming in a week before classes get started, things are going to change, but tell me a little bit about what you guys have been doing as far as practices in this preseason week.
Sure. You know, some of it, especially when you have a large number of new players, you need to share your terminology with them, what we do from a system standpoint, even some of the keywords that we use in training. We may be giving them a little bit different feedback than what they've been used to from their high school and club coaches, so there becomes a familiarity there. The nice part is that when you have such a good returning group, it's like having a whole bunch of coaches on the court. So it's not just me and my staff, it's also those upperclassmen that are able to help them. So part of that is that acclimation period, and then a lot of it is discovery. When you have 15 players that are really good and can produce in a lot of different areas. That's the fun part as a coach, is because now we get to be creative. We get to kind of look and say, okay, what can we do? What kind of offensive system is really going to highlight our strengths? What defensive play can we start to work on? So that first week that you're in is, you know, building some blocks, but also identifying and discovering what the identity of this team is going to be moving forward.
Now, you guys will start classes on Monday, and that'll change a lot of things as far as practices go. What does your schedule look like during a school week?
Sure. You know, that's one of the areas I think that gets lost in what these students, these young women put in, is they've got very full days. From getting up, if they happen to be heading to the training room and have treatment, they may be in the training room at 7:30 in the morning, get ready, head to class, grab a bite. We'll have practice anywhere from 2.5 hours per day throughout that time. They've got academic requirements, study halls that they have to put in, and then get in some food. Maybe they have another type of treatment later on in the evening. So their days are really full. But I think the types of women that we recruit are ones that really want to excel in all parts of their lives. So yes, volleyball is an important part of who they are, but it's not what defines them. So they are also driven to be teachers and doctors and pharmacists and business people. And so it's really exciting for me to be around such a dynamic group. And so it's not like at practice they're just waiting to go to class, or in class they're just waiting to come to practice. They have a very balanced approach, and that's a big part of what we do, again, from the recruiting side, to make sure that we're bringing in dynamic individuals that do want to excel in all areas of their life.
And speaking of excelling, as far as the scholarship goes, I know you guys have received some academic recognition as of late. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. I'm incredibly proud of the performance that our team has in the classroom. We just recently, I believe it was maybe 3 weeks ago, received our 11th consecutive commendation from the American Volleyball Coaches Association for academic excellence. That just shows that there's really a culture that our program has established of, this is what's expected. If you come here to be a volleyball player, you're expected to excel, not just on the court, but in the classroom. And so we have this kind of positive peer pressure. You know, our upperclassmen will look down to the freshmen and say, hey, don't slack. You know, if you get a C in this class, that's a reflection on me also. And so it's really neat to see how that's kind of grown. We also had 5 players recognized for OVC Medal of Honor. And what that means, that's a student athlete that participated and competed and maintained a perfect 4.0 for the entire academic year. While this is important for our program, this all starts from administration, from Brian Hutchinson, our athletics director. It is incredibly important to him that all of our student athletes perform, that graduate, and that are good representatives of the university, not just out on the competitive field, but in the classroom as well.
I know that is something across the board as far as athletics goes that's a big emphasis here at Morehead State. Back on the court, when is your season getting started?
Yeah, we're really 2 weeks away from our first regular season match. We'll host on Friday the 24th and 25th. We've got a tournament here that we would love for people to come out and support and just kind of watch some really good volleyball. We have St. Francis, Hampton, and Bradley University coming in, and then we actually will host again that following weekend. So one of the challenges for us is that we actually have a very small window from the time we have our first practice to our first competition. And so we have to be very efficient and effective and well-planned so that we can be ready to compete, as I said, in just 2 weeks from now. It's kind of crazy to think about it now that I say it out loud.
2 weeks is not a long time to prepare, and I'm sure, especially with new students coming in, you're adjusting to college life, you're adjusting to a new city, a new place to live, new classes, new peers, and plus we're going to put you on the court.
Exactly. There is so much adjustment for these players. And they have gotten into a routine in the summer, but they're also away from mom's cooking and dad's cooking and things that were just part of their natural routine. And so that acclimation into all the different parts, and even what happens in the classroom, they're used to being in school all day long. Well, now they're in class for a smaller period of time, but the expectations for what they need to do outside of the classroom and the amount of time that they have to put in is a lot different. And so we need to make sure that we're doing a good job of exposing them to that and helping them transition along.
Now, your schedule as the season begins, what's the difficulty like? What are you guys looking at as far as competition outside practice?
Yeah, we've got a really challenging schedule. The OVC conference is very competitive again this year. It's going to be very challenging to be in a position to compete for a championship there, but that's something that we expect to do and we plan to do. Our pre-conference schedule as well has a lot of great teams and programs. We'll be playing Wake Forest, West Virginia, the ones that I mentioned as well. We'll head up to Toledo. We've got a really good balance too of teams, so we'll get exposed to different offensive systems and defensive systems, different styles, so that we're as well prepared for everything that we're going to face going into the conference part of our schedule.
Well, we at MSPR do wish you guys the best of luck this season as you guys get started, and we hope to be talking with you more as the season goes on.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too, and really appreciate everything that you guys do, not just for us, but also the community as well.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Open Mic, and we'll see you guys next Friday.